This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in April of this year. Stock at that time was trading at 57 cents. Now it's trading over 80 cents a share. Times is up over a dollar since then. We're talking about no other than U.S. Nuclear Corp. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. And with us today is the chairman and president of the company and CEO. Very fortunate to have him, Mr. Bob Goldstein. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hi, Everett. Thanks for having me.
You know, we're getting more and more listeners every day listening to our show, finding out about undiscovered companies. So before we get started today on the Q&A, if you would, just give them a little bit of a backstory of who U.S. Nuclear is and what you guys do.
Sure. So our company was founded from people who had been on the Manhattan Project building the bomb, and the people that founded our company had been the people that were making the only radiation detectors around. And so we've been in the radiation measurement and safety business since 1946. But more recently, we're now also offering chemical and biological sensors and putting them on drones and in you know, at the border and other places like that to help keep the country safe. So we've also started to branch out. We're investing. We're doing a little bit of a investment in high tech startups.
Yep.
And so and I think over time though we'll spin those off so the U.S. Nuclear will benefit from the increase in stock price. And also, in each case, we're trying to work out manufacturing contracts so that we'll be the primary manufacturer of these high-tech products that these various companies are making.
You know, what I find, Bob, that you've been on the show for many, many years, is that you're really becoming, and I don't mean this in a large scale, but a holding company like a Berkshire or a Hathaway. I mean, and that's what I think is really promising and I think is really exciting for your company that you, if you look back, you're almost be starting to become a holding company.
That's right. We're a little bit of an incubator almost. And I think the world needs that and it's fun to be involved in all these high tech and high potentially high return projects.
Well, let's change the subject here, and let's talk about some of the questions that I have for you. One of the questions I want to ask you, EV is very prominent right now. I mean, I just got the latest stat report of the United States automakers. They're telling me that their goal is to have 40% electric vehicles out on the streets by 2030, which blows my mind, which is only 8.5 years from now. That being said, why are electric vehicles enthusiasts talking about capacitors versus batteries, because all these cars need batteries?
Right. So you hit that nail on the head. Exactly. The cars need batteries, and batteries are expensive, hard to build. But actually, you know, their job is to store electrical charge and then feed that out to the motor that drives
right.
Electric vehicles. So. But that's not the only way to go. There's other devices which can hold that charge and do perhaps a better job. And they're called capacitors. And basically, theoretically, it's just two plates of metal held at a distance and at opposite voltages. So there's some power, electric power between them. But so if you have a big bank of capacitors, you can hold charge better than a battery, and you know, up to a 1,000 ampere seconds per cubic centimeter. So it's quite a potent competitor for the battery.
Let me ask you this. Are capacitors somehow more greener than batteries?
Well, they are, because the batteries, manufacturing the batteries use lithium and cobalt, other rare earth materials. It takes a lot of industries which also have a carbon footprint to make these batteries. The supercapacitors that we're talking about now are made entirely of carbon, and so that's a bio-friendly material, and doesn't harm the environment at all.
Where are we at in the supply chains and capacity of capacitors in the supply chain, if you will? And two, what part does U.S. nuclear going to play a part in this?
Sure. So the jury's really out about whether the capacitor can have quite as much power stored per cubic centimeter or per gram, but they're about equal. But the thing is that the capacitors can charge and discharge in a matter of milliseconds, thousandths of a second, whereas to charge your Tesla can take up to 8 hours. So potentially you could charge your car in a few minutes rather than taking the hours that it takes now. And that's because, you know, batteries are a chemical item, and the electricity has to sort of wander through a fluid to get from one place to another. With capacitors, it's all just copper and carbon to carry it from the charging station into the car and then to drive the motor.
Now, you guys work on a lot of different energies over there at U.S. Nuclear. Are you telling me, am I getting a scoop here, that you guys are going to be in this space?
Yes. So Graphiton, U.S. Nuclear owns 40% of Graphiton. I'm on the board. I'm also an officer of Graphiton. And they have developed really the world's only self-charging capacitor. And in some situations, the capacitor can charge itself. But in the electric vehicle situation, they have more capacity. I mean, thousands and thousands of times more capacity than other capacitors. That's why we call them supercapacitors. So, and Graphiton has the patents and the designs, and working towards being able to supply this industry.
You know, I was looking at recycling batteries. They're already talking about recycling batteries. Are capacitors somehow better for the economy than these batteries that are getting ready to go into these EV cars?
Absolutely. You hit it on the nail on the head again. So we all know that the U.S. and the world is in a shortage state on a lot of materials, including lithium.
Absolutely.
Both used in batteries and rare earths, gadolinium and those things. And so, and a lot of these things, China has sort of locked up the supply. So every battery that you buy or build, you're locking up these rare materials that then can't go into making chips and electronics and other things that we need. And so, and that drives up the price as well. So the fact that, Graphiton and U.S. Nuclear are going to be making these out of carbon material, that frees up these desperately urgent materials to be used in electronics and other vital uses.
Real quick, Bob, do you have a timeline when this is going to come to fruition?
So I think that Graphiton will be getting some big contracts early next year, and so they'll start to be a producer probably mid-2022.
Mm-hmm.
So very, very soon, very soon.
My guest today is Bob Goldstein. He is the president and chairman, CEO of U.S. Nuclear Corp. If you don't know about him, look him up. You can find him on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol UCLE. Bob, we got about 30 seconds left. You got the last word. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
So I want you to know that we're working every day to increase value for you, but we're also looking for some way to make the world a better place, greener, safer, and economically thriving.
Bob, I want to thank you for coming on the show. Hopefully you'll come back in 40 or 50 days. Please give us an update. I'd like to know what's going on over there.
Will do. Will do. Thanks.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.